Welcome back to this week's edition of Extra Points on 1350 KRNT, where the legends live. Speaking of legends, you're joined this week by Al Lorenzen, yours truly, and Mark Hansen, former icon in the publishing business. I'm not even going to say where, because that's irrelevant at this point, because you've transcended the print medium.
Yes, it was the Des Moines Register, by the way.
Oh, okay. Mark Hansen of the Des Moines Register, and you know, we're unpacking a little bit the Paul George thing and the injuries, and I'm just, to put a bow on that, you got anything else? You got any other?
Oh, yeah.
I bet you do. Well, you've covered sports for 72 years. So.
I never saw anything really close in person that was as bad as some of these things that I do remember. But remember that there was a player from Villanova, I think Alan Ray, who got his eye was popped out of
removed,
his socket and
yep.
removed. Yeah. Actually, it went behind the eyelid.
Ah.
But if you see the video, you know, it's terrible. It looks like he's lost his eye. It's just, maybe
isn't it amazing? We're talking about a lot of basketball related injuries.
That's true.
And I mean, obviously the Hughes thing with the Lions and that's a fatality. We're talking about Joe Theismann, but it's amazing how many of these incidents happen in the basketball world as opposed to football, which is, you know, a violent game. Hockey, incredibly violent game. Basketball, theoretically, unless I'm playing, not so violent. Just fascinating.
No, that's not true.
Just fascinating when you break it down a little bit.
The only other memory I have of that sticks with me is this happened. I think it was. I forget what year it was, but
our listeners don't care what year they want.
Yeah. Well, there was the figure skater who got.
Yep.
She was doing one of those twirly deals.
One of those twirly, is that a technical term?
Yeah.
Twirly deal?
It's a twirly deal. And she got hit in the head.
She got opened up too?
Yeah, she got, it was,
I mean, I
he
don't
just
remember
kind of twirled
that.
And knocked her in the head. It was like, but the.
Well, you're basically skating around with razor blades on your feet, I guess. That's, you know.
That's exactly right. No, that was a bad one.
Any freak tennis injuries? I mean, that you know, where you see somebody.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's usually kind of like you get hit in the eye.
With a racket or.
And what I have done, what I used to do occasionally in doubles is I used to, for some reason, I would hit my partner in the back of the head.
With the racket or the ball?
With the ball.
That wouldn't feel good.
No, it didn't feel good.
Probably not life-threatening.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't too bad. It was kind of, you know, you always felt kind of sheepish. You know, sorry about that. I didn't mean to whack you in the back of the head. But it does happen. But
yeah,
tennis,
but, I mean, let's face it. Tennis isn't, I mean, it's just not a grotesque, it's not a violent.
It's not a violent sport. But I've seen bad ankle and foot injuries, knee injuries there too. Golf is also another one where you probably, the only time you get hurt, well, Tiger's always hurt.
You know, as you get older, Mark, your body breaks down a little bit. But
yeah.
Let's shift gears.
Yes, let's.
And when I heard about the Becky Hammon hire,
yes.
Popovich hired Becky Hammon, instantly, and I'm not making this up, although I'm not above making stuff up, but in this case I'm not, I'm thinking, I wonder what Hansen's take on this is. Because, you know, you got the Neanderthals out there. Oh, she's a woman. They won't listen to her. Da-da-da-da-da. Then you have reality somewhere between the boneheads and, you know, the ideal thing that, oh, you know, men and women are going to be perceived equally because it's all about their character and their skills and not their. Somewhere in between there is reality in our world today. And I'm fascinated to hear your take on a woman in that environment.
I think it's almost has to be like a Jackie Robinson type who is just so special and so and unique and so much different than everyone else in the way that he can handle things and his
yep.
intelligence and all that kind. And I think if you better pick the right woman to do this because it's going to be really tough because she has to earn their respect and it's going to be a real show me. It's
yep.
not going to be I'm going to give you a lot of chances. It's going to be, you know, give me something.
Yeah, prove to us.
Yeah, prove it.
Yeah, because, you know, especially in pro sports, that's the thing. You got to prove it.
And one of the things that's interesting about this is I think that the San Antonio coach is just one of the best.
He's
of
a genius.
All time.
Yeah.
So, you know, he gave it a lot of thought, and you know he's like five steps ahead of everybody else on this.
Absolutely.
And he better be, too.
Yep, we're talking about Greg Popovich. You're listening to Extra Points with Al Lorenzen and Mark Hansen here on 1350 KRNT, and we're talking about Becky Hammon being hired as the first full-time women's assistant coach in the NBA, I heard an interview with Danny Green, finals MVP Danny Green of the San Antonio Spurs. Mm-hmm. And what I didn't know, and what I think a lot of people didn't know, she was kind of shadowing the team for the entire season last year. Now, she wasn't in any official capacity. She was more of a volunteer. You know, she got to know Popovich. She obviously played for the women's team down there, and so there was some relationship, not inappropriate. If Casey was here, I'd have to clarify that. But there was a relationship. She was following the team. So Danny Green is saying, hey, she's been around the guys for a year. The guys do respect her. She wasn't doing a lot of stuff in terms of, you know, system or scouting or that kind of stuff, but she worked with a lot of guys doing individual workouts and helping guys with certain things with their shot or with that. So, and he said exactly the point you just made. He said, you know what, we're comfortable with her being around. We do respect her, which I thought was, frankly, a good commentary on the culture of the San Antonio Spurs. But it also led me to believe this transition may not be as big a deal as some meatheads like me are thinking.
Well, it's kind of interesting because if you look back, you know, I know that in 15 years it won't be a big deal.
Right.
It's like kind of like there never, ever, ever used to be women sportscasters.
Right.
I mean, I think 25 years ago they were just starting to. Now this is another interesting. Now they're all on the sideline in football games. They're not really in the booth as much.
Right.
But there are. If you listen to a Big Ten game, there's always a woman play-by-play announcer. And I remember early on, it was like, this just doesn't sound. No, this is really weird, really weird. But now it's like nobody even.
Right.
Notices. And, you know, the coaches now, guys like Saban and a few of those guys, they just treat the women the same way they treat the men, real brusque.
Yeah.
They get the halftime interview, it sounds like.
If you're a journalist, you want to be treated the same as everybody
else.
You do want to.
Yeah. It's not a lot of fun, but.
You know, I remember the first time I heard play-by-play, a woman doing play-by-play on a football game. Yeah. It was like, whoa, it was different, but it didn't. It didn't bother me at some point. And I got to say this. I'm looking at Becky Hammon's website. She is an attractive young woman. I mean, you know, so in that case, in my boat, she automatically – is that sexist?
You guys know I do play-by-play for the Drake radio station, don't you?
What do you think?
What do I think what?
What do you think about
– I think I'm horrible at it.
Well, that's why you're there. That's why you're in training.
But do you do all the sports? Do you do men's basketball?
Yeah, men's, women's, football, Roosevelt football, all the whole nine yards.
It really does. I mean, can you accurately paint a picture with your voice over the airways? Because I've been with a lot of men that were terrible. I mean, it's just.
Well, my thing is I don't know too much about the sport in the first place. I mean, I used to play basketball, so I can kind of do that one okay, but when you get me talking about football, it's like, and you know, their costumes are really starting to clash a little bit. The capri pants are looking a little sour.
I think
there.
You do have to have a knowledge base to
because you know what, that's the first thing the men in particular are going to say. What she doesn't know anything. She doesn't.
I've heard that.
And that's what they used to say all the time about women's sports writers. What does she know? I remember having a discussion with one of my colleagues, and you have to be better than the men. You have to almost know more because you don't get that kind of you don't get the respect right away. But it's different. It's different now.
But you touched on something when Greg Popovich makes a step like this. To me, there's so much credibility. It's Pop, and he's legendary in his innovation. In terms of thinking outside the box, that to me, if it had been some team that was below 500, some team that had been winning 30 games a year, and was all of a sudden now you've got a whole nother level of circus in San Antonio. I can honestly say, and you think about it, you got the model citizens, you got Tim Duncan, the incredible leader, Tony Parker, you got the guys there that you think
they could handle it.
Yeah, they're so professional. To me, if it was going to happen, I can't think of a better environment for a woman to begin her career.
It's perfect. And people, when they think of Popovich, you think, oh, he's already several steps ahead of everybody in what he does. And so this might, would have a tendency to go, well, he knows what he's doing here. Yeah. Wow, well, is it going to give him any more wins next year? I mean,
But you also know Pop enough to know he wouldn't, regardless of, okay, I'm going to break down barriers.
Yeah, and this that's is not a, what he's doing.
No.
Yeah.
If he's not going to be able to be as good, if his staff, if she wasn't going to improve the staff, he wouldn't have hired her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what the most impressive thing for anybody, if you know Greg Popovich, you know what? I'm sure the social element is not lost on him.
But he's going to say, what do you bring to
this
table? And, you know, it's interesting because there are so many of these gung-ho assistant coaches, and most of them weren't really, a lot of them weren't good at basketball. And so they made up by being savvy.
Yeah.
Don't know as much as, or weren't as good at players.
Right.
And they have to make up for it with savvy. And so, you know, it's a competitive field out there looking for those jobs.
No question. Yeah. I think about Mike Dunlop, who was a graduate assistant at Iowa when Raveling was there, when I was there. And Mike's gone on and coached in the NBA. He couldn't play dead in the Bad Western. But that's another story for another time. We're going to take a break now. You're listening to Extra Points here on 1350 KRNT. Stay tuned. We will be right back.